Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing this morning? As you can see the title, I receive because I believe. So I had a conversation with God this morning and on a lot of different things. And today was that he was talking about my belief. And I told God, I was like, God, I did a broadcast on that before. And he's like, it was another place that you didn't tap into. And so he was talking about my praying. You know, sometimes when you can pray for someone else and you can believe, you know, for their healing or believe things for them. But when it comes down to yourself, because you look at your situation or you look at whatever, and you really don't, you say you believe, but you really don't. And so I was like, okay, God, it's some things that I believe in healing. I believe in restoration. I believe in healing the sick, you know, things are being restored. I believe that. And it was like, what about this other stuff that I need you to believe in? Do you believe that other marriages and other people that are looking at you will receive the things that are being done? And so I was like, I don't understand, God. So I'm having a question. I'm sitting here questioning God, like, okay, where are we going with this? What is this? What do you want me to do with this? And so I was sitting in the car. This is, as you can tell, I do all my broadcasts in the car. People's like, why are you always in the car? Because God speaks to me in the car. He speaks to me while I'm driving. I turn off the radio. I was a person that used to like the radio, but he just makes me turn it off now. And so he just speaks to me. And so as he's speaking, he was talking to me about unmarried. And I was like, unmarried? Single people? And he was like, yeah. He's like, what happens when they're looking at you or looking at your marriage and they stop believing, or they stop believing in marriage? They stop, you know, because I talk to some single kids and my kids, you know, that, and they're like, well, I don't want to get married. Or other kids, I don't want to get married because I'm looking, if it's going to be like this, I don't want that. And I'm like, really? Because it's what they see. And now here's a situation. If it's look messed up and you're persistent in what you're doing, now they're looking at it differently. Now they still might not really believe, but when they start seeing God move, when they start seeing God shift things and do things, now you become a living example. Your marriage becomes a living example because God says, I want it all. And so marriage is all. Things are, everything that we do is all. And God was like, what do you think that they see? And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, what are the singles looking at? What are unmarried people looking at? What are they saying to themselves when they looking at a marriage, when they looking at statistics, and they looking at the worldly statistics, and then they look at the statistics in the church, and they're like, no, thank you. I don't want to get married. And then the devil uses that in a way to just distract them. You know, sometimes it takes them into other lifestyles. Sometimes it just takes them into a lonely place. And the enemy just is always strategic in what he's doing. So he's trying to destroy the marriage. And if the marriage is having issues, then it's dealing with your belief. And God said, God started taking me to, he literally took me to the blind man. I'm like, what the blind man got to do with this guy? He was like, Matthew 9:27. And Jesus told the blind man, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Listen, whatever your situation is, I don't marry, unmarried. If you're unmarried and you're praying for a spouse, what are you praying for? What type of spouse are you praying for? What advice have you received about marriage? Because you can get worldly advice, and if the worldly advice is say, man, you don't need that. If that ain't good, just let it go, throw it away, and go, you know, find you somebody else. But God would say, you know, you got to go through some things. What if I need you to do this? What if I need you to, pray? What are you praying for? And so my kids be laughing at me because in the morning I pray for their spouses. Literally, I pray for their spouses. I pray for ungodly things. I mean, everything that's ungodly, all worldly desires, worldly influences, all of that stuff to be cut off. I pray that stuff every morning. And I pray, like, for my daughters, that they have a priest, prophet, and king, a God-fearing man, a man after God, that will love them, that will cherish them, that will nurture them, that will protect them. I'm speaking these things over my kids. And I'm like, my sons, they'll get a helpmeet that's suitable. A Proverbs 31 woman, a Titus woman. I'm praying all of these things, you know, over them. And they wonder, they be like, man, God, I can't find you. Now my sons talking about, man, I got to find me a helpmeet. Not just a girlfriend. They got to find a helpmeet. Why? Because they've seen their mom operate in a helpmeet role. They've seen her go through some things, and they've seen her come out of some things, and they see how she's persistent. And God's like, you're an example to them. Now they're looking for a helpmeet that is suitable. My daughters, you know, I'm praying, I'm changing, I'm trying to be an example for what they need, what they desire, because I don't need them just picking up anything. That's not it. And so I pray these things. And so in Acts 16 and 31, it says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. So when I came back, I was I'm talking about my salvation. I was trying to stay saved so I can live a life that's conducive to my household being saved. You understand? Your household being saved. If we don't believe, it's easy for us to compromise in something, because we don't believe that God can do it. We don't believe that what God says he won't, you know, it's been too long, or you know, I'm waiting on my spouse, I'm waiting on this. But God is saying, there's requirements I'm gonna need you to do, because in the midst of it, I'm gonna see if you're gonna keep believing. When this thing get hard, will you keep believing? When this thing gets to a place where it's a struggle, will you keep believing that God is able to do what he said he's gonna do? I'm telling you, because in Matthew 9 and 27, it says, Jesus told a blind man, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So every time this thing start happening, you're praying, and you're praying for God to bring you a spouse. I'm talking about single people. You're praying for God to bring you a spouse, not just bringing you anything, but bringing you something that you're suitable to, that you're able. I'm talking about, you know, females and males, and that you're going to have someone that's going to help you, push you into another place. Not just, I want to have a mate. I want to have a wife. I want to have somebody that, you know, I'm going to have babies with, and I'm going to do all that. No, man, this is about what God has a plan for you. God, what's your plan? What's the one that you have designed for me? Who is the one that you created for me? Who is that rib? Can you show me my rib? Can you? If some people, you know, that I talk to, they like, man, I saw my wife. I saw my spouse. I saw my wife. I mean, like, when I saw Yvette, I was like, I'm gonna marry you. Now, when I saw her, and I mean, I ain't even know anything about believing and praying. I was like, I'm gonna be persistent in this. What about being persistent in what God has said to you? That nothing that the enemy is gonna do that's gonna waver you. Nothing that the enemy is gonna do is going to waver you, because God is trying to do something. And you say, my prayers, I've been praying for 20 years. I've been praying all of this time, and I don't have anything. God's still talking about. He's not gonna change. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not gonna tell you something and not give it to you, especially if he's showed it to you. Now it's where's the belief? God, yes. I say, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Whatever it is, yes, I'm going to continue to pray. Yes, I'm going to continue to declare. Yes, I'm going to pray over my kids. Yes, I'm going to pray over my marriage. Yes, I'm going to pray for the promises that you said. Yes, I said, yes, Lord, whatever. It doesn't even matter. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because in Mark 11 and 24, it says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So now, if you're praying for your spouse or you praying for a spouse, Matthew 11 and 24 says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have, that you already have it. It's a done deal. It's done. A done deal. You already have it. Receive it. And it will be yours. Listen. Believe that you already have it. And as you continue to believe in that you already have it, it says, and it will be yours. It will be yours. It was a requirement. It says, believe that you have it. I get it. It's been too long. I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. It's been a year. I don't see it. I don't see it, God. I don't know, God. I'm sure y'all had these conversations because I had these conversations too. I don't see it, God. I'm sure my wife had this conversation. I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. You got me doing this. You got me praying this. You got me fasting this. You got me declaring this. No. He don't have you doing it. He asked you to do it. You can choose not to do it. But if you go in with the wrong mindset that God is making you do it. No, God ain't making you do nothing. You have a choice. Sometimes he pushes you a little bit, but you do have a choice. And it's the posture of your heart when you come into the situation. Because if you don't believe in your heart, if you don't believe it in your heart, then you're not going to believe it in your mind. You're just not. If you're not believing it, and especially if you're not believing it in your mind, you're not. If it's not in your mind that it might work, it's been too long. It's been this. It's been that. I'm like, God, seriously? Seriously? But I'm going to keep praying it. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying over my children. I'm going to keep praying over my marriage. I'm going to keep praying over my destiny and purpose. Until I see the promises that God has for me. God has brought me from a mighty long way. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. God is able. Hey, I gave God a yes. I was like the blind man. I was like, do you believe, Gerald? Yes, I believe. I believe now, God. I'm seeing what you're doing. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. Yes, I believe. You got me. I believe. Now I need to know. It's like, I need you to be an example for the singles. I'm like, huh? This is the conversation this morning. I need you to be an example for singles. I need them to be able to see something that was once jacked up, because yes, you'll go through something in your marriage. It's how you get through it. It's what you apply while you in it. It's what you apply while you in it. You're not just going, oh, I'm going to get married, because that's what I did. I was like, oh, God, I'm married to my wife. It's whoop de whoop. I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm marrying the girl of my dreams. And, you know, she was always say, Gerald, love ain't got nothing to do with this, because if you ain't willing to put in no work, then this is not going to work. This is not going to work. I'm like, oh, Vet, I love you. I love you. It's all good. It's all good. And when the rubber hit the road, the work wasn't being put in, and I'm telling you, love turned into quickly turned into hate. It turned into hate. I mean, over a process of time, it turned into hate, and I never think that I could do that. And so God is like, I need you to be an example. So here it is. Who is watching you? So what are you believing that God is asking, that God is giving you or told you to do or asked you to stand on or asked you to pray for? Because here it is. If you're supposed to be praying and you really don't believe what you're praying, then you're praying amiss. It's not happening because you don't even believe it. You just saying words. Because if you're not going to believe it, and I'm talking about like the blind men, like this situation, they blind, they can't see. Not only did he heal one blind man at that time, he healed two of them at the same time. So he got double. You hear what I'm saying? So whatever your situation is, receive it because you believe in it. Receive it. Receive your promises. Receive your blessings. Receive your restoration. Receive your healing. What do you need healing for? You'll believe healing for someone else, but because you've been going through having arthritis or having a situation, you don't believe it for yourself. Why would it apply for them and not apply to you? Gerald, I'm telling you, I really had some deep conversations with God this morning, like really deep this morning. And I'm like, dude, I thought I was believing God. I thought I was believing. He said, I said, yes. He said, but now listen, I need this thing to go to another level, because now you're going to start asking me for some major things. There's things that you're going to be asking me for. There's things that I'm showing you now, because I'm bringing you into a new place, because you've met these requirements, but now there's other requirements I'm going to need you to make, because there's a bigger sacrifice that's getting ready to happen. And I'm going to need you to believe that you're able to come out of this, that the prayers that you're praying, that you're going to believe them and walk around like you already have them. Come on now. Is it something that you believe in that is already done? I mean, like already done. You walk around and some, you know, here's the funny thing. He was like, Gerald, when you was walking around and your situation wasn't looking good, what were you hearing? I wasn't hearing anything kind of positive. You know, some people say go home, you know, do that, but it was a whole lot of positive stuff. So it's like, okay, who what are you believing? Are you believing that report, or are you believing what I said? Are you believing that I can restore you? Are you believing that I can deliver you? Are you believing that I can bring you back? Are you believing that I can make you whole again? Or are you going to believe what someone else is telling you or what you're hearing? Because if I'm saying this and you're not using your language, you're not using your prayers to pray what I'm asking you to pray, then you don't even believe. So you're going to believe that you're going to sit out here and be a bum. You're going to sit out here and believe that you're going to be an alcoholic. You're going to sit out here and believe that you're going to be a drug head. You're going to sit out here and believe this thing, because now you're not mixing. You're not mixing these prayers. You're not mixing these prayers with this promises that I'm giving you. You're not mixing these prayers with what I'm telling you, because now you got to start believing this stuff. If you're not believing it, why are you praying it? Because I got people watching you. I don't care. You can look around, Eric. Somebody is watching you. Somebody is watching you, especially if you've been at your marriages or your relationship, or even if you are single, someone is watching you. Someone is watching you. If you saying you single and you say, oh, girl, I'm praying for my mate. I'm praying for me a priest, prophet, and king. I'm praying for me a godly man, a holy man, a man. Hey, listen, let me tell you. And you start believing that thing and you walk around like, I'm sowing seed for this. I'm doing this. I'm preparing for this. I'm make sure my mind right is for this. I'm talking about you walking around like it's already yours. Really, you walking around like it's already yours. If you're looking for that, and that's what you're looking for, and you're declaring this thing, and you're saying this thing, and you believing it, and you preparing yourself for it, why wouldn't God open the door and say, okay, you just met your priest, prophet, and king. You just met your prayers. Here's what you look at. God, show him to me. God, show it to me. Let me see what their face look like. Let me see where I'm going to meet them at. Let me start. I'm talking about you praying it like you've already done it and you've already prepared yourself for it. Listen, what if God tells you, now you single, what if God tells you to go and buy a wedding dress? What if he's going to tell you to buy a wedding dress? I'm saying you've been praying for this, like you've been praying for this. And God says, I need you to go and buy a wedding dress. And now you sitting there. Now, here it goes. Here's what goes through your mind. The enemy says, are you crazy? And you don't want to tell anybody what God said, because they're going to say you crazy. So now who you believing? Who you believe? Now, are you believing that what God has said and what you prayed for, you already have it? And that it's already yours? That it will be yours? Do you believe that? Because what comes out of your mouth and what you starting to think it comes out of your mouth it has to line up with what God is saying. Because if you've been praying this thing, and you've been praying it fervently, and you've been praying it with fire, and you've been praying this thing, and you just been on this thing, but God has told you to go. I'm talking about the singles now. They done told you to go and buy a wedding dress. Now you literally go and get fitted for this wedding dress, buy this wedding dress, bring it home, and now you have it in your house. And now God says, every time you get ready to pray for your priest, prophet, and king, I want you to put that dress on. Because you're giving God a prophetic act and you've given God a yes. So you're not questioning God, because the blind man said, yes, Lord, I go and do this. Yes, Lord, I go. Not caring what nobody else is saying, because let me tell you something. They're going to say something. Oh, they're going to say, oh, girl, you crazy. Why you spent that money on that? Oh, God. Now you say, here you go. Can you pray for somebody that's going to be in agreement with me? Can you pray for somebody that's going to stand with me and that's going to pray for me, that's going to strengthen me, that's going to encourage me? Because let me tell you something. If God works with that stuff, he's going to work with that. You just got to believe it, that what you're praying for, that you already have. I was like, God, really? Is that what you would do? He said, yeah, I had your wife doing it. I'm like, whoa. Okay, I got you. Now, Where is your belief? Where is your faith? Where is the prayers that you've been praying for that you're going to stand on? That you're going to stand on. There's things that I ask you to do, things that I ask you to believe, things that I've asked you to speak into existence. And you're sitting there worried about what someone else is going to say. Listen, God has told me to show me so many different things and told me to pray these things, you know, praying, you know, I'm praying for the dead coming alive. I'm praying for major, healing. And I'm like, okay, God, you really choosing me to do this. Why not you? Why not you? Why not you? I put faith in your DNA. My mom understood healing. My mom understood the power of prayer. My God, I hear you, God. The power of her prayers. My mama believed. Listen, she needed a heart and for a long time. And I've told this story, but she needed a heart and she believed God for the healing. Like, believe God for the healing. And wasn't going to budge on it. She was saying that thing and talking to the doctor like it was already done. He had just told her. And she was like, no, I don't. I'm good. I'm straight. I'll be out here in a little bit. Just give me some time to rest. God just needs me to rest because I'm running my body down. Just let me rest. And walked out of there. I mean, she walked out like she didn't need no heart. And she lived a life without a heart, without getting a heart. I mean, didn't get a heart, didn't get a liver, didn't get any of that stuff. None of it. And I'm like, wow. All of this, listen now, all of this stuff I'm thinking about this morning, while I'm sitting in this car, I'm thinking about this stuff. God was giving me a spanking. I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to do that. Where's your belief? Where's your prayers? What your prayers are looking like? What's the faith in your prayers? What's the belief in your prayers? Do you believe that your prayers can actually change something? Do you believe your prayers can actually heal something? I'm like, whoa. Whoa. Okay. We taking this belief and my prayers to a whole nother place. It's a shift that's getting ready to happen. I'm telling you, it's a shift getting ready to happen. And so I understand when God starts shifting me. I understand where my prayers go. I understand that when I pray a thing, I believe a thing. When I pray for healing, I believe healing. When I pray for restoration, I believe restoration. When I pray for stuff to be canceled off, I believe that it's canceled off. I'm not wavering on that. I'm not wavering on anything. If God promised me a CEO of a Fortune 500 business, I'm going to pray that. I'm going to pray it until I see it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to walk around like that. If he tells me to go and put on suits every day, I'll put on a suit every day. If that's what he tells me to do, I have to be obedient. Have I always been obedient? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is that place right here. The belief. It's things that he's saying, do, I need you to do, because I don't think you believe what you've been praying for. I don't think you believe the things that I'm trying to tell you and things I'm trying to show you. I don't think you really believe it. You say you believe it on sometimes. It's inconsistent. How many of us been inconsistent in our prayers? How many of us been inconsistent in our belief, believing what God said? Come on, let's just be real. This is a transparent moment. This is literally a transparent moment. I'm sorry. I repent, God, because I sat in this car and repented and cried. I ain't gonna even lie. I sat here and repented and cried because God is trying to shift me, and he's trying to shift my prayers. He's trying to shift the authority and power in me to come into another place. I can't stay in this last season. Everything has to have to change. I went from a turnaround to now. It's like, now I need you to understand it. Do you believe? Do you really believe that this now is a belief? I need you to believe in what I said to you. I need you to believe in these prayers that you've been praying, that what you praying is already done, Gerald. It's already done. It's done. I just heard him say, what's done in heaven is done on earth. It's already done. It's done. It's how long, it's about how much you're going to believe. How are you believing? Are you believing what he said? Are you believing? Are you believing? I'm like, oh my God. I was saying, yes. I'm like the blind man. I'm like, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Man, this thing here was life altering. Listen, these guys went from blind, not being able to see anything, to being able to see everything. Do you understand the difference in night and day, life and death? That's what he was showing me. These blind men was blind. They couldn't see nothing. Nothing. They couldn't see. They could not see. They were blind. But God asked them a question. Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said, yes. So now, what is God asking you? He's asking you, and he's asking me. Do you believe, Gerald, that I'm able to do this? I'm like, God, you able to? I believe. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe, Father. I believe. Listen, it says in Acts 16 and 31, it says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. I had to check my salvation. I'm serious. I'm telling you. I had to check my salvation because the word says you and your household. So I'm trying to make sure my household is protected. My household is saved. So I don't know who's been praying for their household to be saved. I don't know. I don't know who's been praying for their household to be saved. But you got to believe that wayward child or that prodigal or whatever it may be. That you believe that your children will be saved. I pray that. I'm telling you, I pray that prayer that my children are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray it. I'm going to pray it until I see it. I'm going to pray it until all of them sitting at the table speaking in tongues. I'm going to pray it until I see all of my children working in our ministry. I'm going to pray it until I understand that all of my children are well and they're operating in who they are in Christ. I'm going to pray that prayer. Why? Because I believe it. Why? Because it's already done. If he showed it to me, my kids are working for the ministry, I already believe it. I'm done. I believe it. And so I'm going to pray it like I see it. I'm going to pray it like I heard it. I'm going to pray it like I feel it. I'm not going to operate out of an emotional place. I'm praying it because God said it. God showed it to me. And so if God going to say it and show it to me, that means it's already done. So I'm praying that if you're praying for your children to be saved, or you praying for a spouse, you single and you praying for a spouse. Listen, you single. Acts 16 and 31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. So you got to be praying, get to save. Make sure you save. Make sure you save, because when you start building, you start praying for a house, praying for a spouse. That means you're starting to build a household. That means when you start building a household, you're wanting salvation to be in the household. You're not, listen. I don't know what God, I don't know who God will bring to you. So you can't say this, you know, sometimes God bring you something that, you know, he says, I need you to marry that. And you looking at it like, you see all of that stuff right there. But let me tell you something. God ain't gonna ask you to marry something that he ain't prepared you for. He's not gonna ask you to do something that he hasn't given you the strength, the wisdom, to understand to do it. Because it's something that's locked into you. It's something locked in you that's gonna bring that person into a new place, into a place, because God has chosen them for a reason. And they might be running for something, and they might understand who they are, but they're running from it. But they need you to be able to encourage them, need you to be able to unlock some things in your prayers, unlock some things in your declarations that'll bring them into a new place. So I can't tell you who God is trying to tell you to marry, but I'm gonna tell you, you can pray for it. And if God shows you what you're supposed to marry, who you're supposed to marry, then that's just who it is. If God is telling you to be praying for your spouse, then, and he ain't tell you how long to be praying, he ain't say, I need you to be praying for 2 weeks, I need you to pray for 21 days. If he tells you to be praying for 21 days, then you, in those 21 days, you need to be saying, God, what's going on in these 21 days? What am I need to be praying for in these 21 days? Because I want to pray what you want me to pray. I want my desires to line up with your desires. I want my will to line up with your will. So when I'm praying these things, I already know that if I'm lined up with your will and I'm lined up with your desires, this is already done. The problem is, what we praying for doesn't line up with what God is saying. And so we're praying a different prayer that God is already giving you to pray. And you wonder why it's taking so long. So if you're not thinking about what you're praying, and if it's lined up with God's will, if it's lining up with God's desire for you, then you think about what your prayers are doing. It's hard to believe that. It's hard to believe it, especially if you're praying it out of your emotions. You know, it's like, okay, here's one. I'm praying for my husband. All of your prayer is about changing your spouse or changing your wife, Man, she can't talk to me like this. She got to change her facial expression. She got to change all of this, da, 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 all of these things. And not one time it was like, okay, God, what is it that I'm doing to make my spouse respond like this? What am I words sounding like? What are my facial expressions looking like? What is my posture looking like? What is the things that are you aren't pleased with as I'm sitting? I'm talking about the prayer goes towards you. The prayer goes towards you. It goes towards you. Because when you line up with God's will, God starts telling you what to pray for, how to pray. If it's time to pray for your spouse, it's I need you to break generational curses. I need you to break these bloodline curses. I need you to see the struggle that he's actually having or she is having for you to be able to help her or to be able to help him. Because if you can't see it, if you can't see the demonic presence that is happening to them, then you will operate out of your emotions and your feelings, and your prayers are praying amiss. You just missing it. All of a sudden you think that, oh my God, why I'm praying these things and I ain't receiving it? Why when he said that, if I believe, I receive what I'm asking for, why I'm not getting that? Check your prayer. Are you believing your prayer? Are you praying what you religiously? Because I know that this word says this. This says that if I believe, I receive whatever I pray for. So I'm praying that you get this and this happen and this changes and this changes. Hold up. Whoa. Did that line up with God? Did God tell you to pray that one? Did God tell you to say that one? Did God tell, what if God telling you to pray for your heart? God is telling you to pray for your eyes. God is telling you to pray for your facial expression. But all you can hear is out of your mouth and out of your heart, out of your belly, because all you want to say is, look at this here. They, this. I mean, it's like, wow. Wow, I'm just telling you something I did. I used to pray for my man. I ain't praying for me to change. I'm praying you change her facial expressions. You better change the way she talked to me. I don't think she respect me. So if you want me to pray, this is what I'm praying. That thing didn't line up with God at all. Ain't line up with God at all. Now, she worked on hers. Yvette did her thing. She worked on God. She worked with God. God worked on her. She's still getting some deliverance. And my baby getting, she's still getting some deliverance. I love my baby. My baby getting that deliverance. She's still fighting. Now, she got some stuff. We both. And so God is working with these things. It's like everything has to line up. So when God talked about all, he meant all. That means in our prayers, are we giving him all of us or are we giving him all of our emotions? Got to scratch your head on that. Because I'm going to tell you something. As soon as the situation get crazy, and I'm talking singles too. Listen, there will be ups and downs. There will be ups and downs. It's how you navigate through it. Are you gonna navigate through it in a worldly way? Or are you going to navigate it biblically? Are you going to navigate it through the word? Because let me tell you something. The word got an answer for everything. The problem is, do we want to apply that word and actually take the word and use it? It's like taking medicine. You get some medicine, they give you 30 pills. You take 5 of them, you feel good. You still got all those, you got what, 25 pills still sitting there? Look in your cabinet and see how many pills that you got in there that's old, that you didn't take. And then all of a sudden something start happening, you want to go and take that pill. Let me tell you something. If that pill said you got to do that, take this pill 30 days, that means you got to take the pill 30 days. Why? Because it's putting something in your system. Let me tell you something. As you continue to put this word in your system and line your prayers up with this word, because God is his word. It's he is his word. So if you ain't applying this word and praying this word and declaring this word over your situation, and your situation is looking crazy, and it's been looking crazy for a long time, and God is like, you done stop believing that this can happen, because now your prayers don't even sound like it. How many of us been in that place? I can raise my hand. I've been in that place. So let me tell you something. Listen, believe it until you see it. And when you see it, you protect it. All right? God bless.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.